It's an idea whose time has come. We've already got Jewish Heritage Month and Jewish Holocaust Month. So why not Jewish Remembrance Month? September's the perfect month for it. We could dedicate it to Larry Silverstein of 9/11 fame, who said, "Pull it," and Tower 7 came tumbling down, right on his footprints. We could also dedicate it to Silverstein's doctor, his alibi person for not being at the towers on that fatal day.
Where were you on September 11th?
I was home. The only reason I wasn't where I was every morning subsequent to the 26th day of July, my mornings were spent usually at a breakfast meeting at Windows, an 8 o'clock breakfast meeting, Windows the top of it, and then going down to visit with my tenants, my new tenants, at the Trade Center, getting to know them, understanding their problems and so forth, ascertaining how we could service their needs better, which is the first one of the first things you do when you acquire a property. You begin to meet your tenants and start talking with them. And so my mornings were spent at the Trade Center, and then by noon I was back uptown. And so that particular morning, because I have light-colored hair and fair skin, and I'm a newity to the dermatologist, my wife, God bless her, had made an appointment for me at the doctor. And I remember dressing to go to the doctor and finally saying to my wife, I said, "Sweetheart, I've got so much to do downtown. I got to cancel this. I've got to go downtown." And she said, "You're not going to cancel this appointment. You're going to the dermatologist." And, you know, having been married now to the same woman for 46 years, you get this sense of determination on occasion, their voices. And I said, okay, yes, dear, I'll go. And then just minutes later, received a telephone call to turn on a television set and witnessed this horrendous circumstance.
Not sure who the doctor was, no one's sure, since the Jewish-owned press never bothered to find out. But what we did find out was that there was plenty of thermite in the air around the towers, the powder used in interior demolition devices. The evidence is compelling. Molten metal, fires that continued at ground zero for weeks after, eyewitness accounts of a hot wind with burning particles, carbon nanotubes found in the lungs of the firefighters, and much more. And who installed the demolition devices that brought the towers down? The Saudis? Israel and AIPAC love that theory. Or was it Mossad agents dressed as plumbers with easy access? Silverstein had the key, and blood runs thicker than theories.
They did it. I have had long conversations over the past 2 weeks with contacts at the Army War College, at its headquarters, Marine Corps, and I've made it absolutely clear in both cases that it is 100% certain that 9/11 was a Mossad operation. And what I showed them immediately afterwards, the third building at the World Trade Center going down, WTC-7, and they look at that, and I said, "Now you understand that if one of the buildings was wired for demolition, all of them were wired for demolition."
But the most compelling evidence is asking how a plane hitting the top of the towers could bring the structures down. But let's not confuse anyone with facts, especially when the 9/11 Commission was stacked with Israel First Jews. So let's just call September Jewish Remembrance Month and let the towers fall where they may.